Welcome to this episode of the Soul Frequency Show. I'm Shauna Ekedahl, modern day woman living a mystical life. And this is our final episode of 2017. We've been doing some great work leading up to 2018, and I am so excited to dive in deeper to raising your frequency in 2018. So, how's the journaling coming along? I have always had a journal ever since I was a teenager, and I love looking back and seeing the growth. It's great for tracking where you've been and also planning where you want to go. So, if you haven't gotten a journal yet for the take action section of each episode, you may want to grab one because we are going to be filling it up in the months ahead. You can also grab the guided meditation at downloadmiracles.com. We talk all about the guided meditation in the last few episodes of the show, so you can find out more about it there. And be sure to hang around until the end of this episode where we are going to talk about a new take action item. So I want to take this moment to wish you the happiest of holidays and an incredible remainder of 2017. Next week, the show will be on vacation. Well, not the show, but I will be enjoying some time with my family. And the next time we're together, it'll be 2018. Can you believe it? It's so exciting. So this is going to be an awesome year ahead. And since we know that every thought that we have is creating our future reality, then we can literally create great experiences one thought at a time. And this week, we are going to be talking about how to stop stressing with emotion code practitioner, author, and healer, Megan Buer. This is the perfect timing for this topic, as this time of year, there can be so much going on, right? And it's going to give us some time to think about this over the next few weeks. We want to think about what energy we want to be bringing in to 2018. Where are you stressed in your life, right? Where is life just feeling crazy and busy and all of that stuff? And let's dive into some real tools for being able to manage stress. On today's episode, we talk about how stress relates to food, some techniques to use during a stressful time to reduce the effects of it, and also the power of our emotions. So with no further ado, the amazing Megan Buer. Hey, Megan, I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to chatting with you today.
Yeah, so you do some really, really cool things, and I know you have a great story of how you healed your own body and life. So why don't you share a little bit about how you came to doing the work you do today?
Yeah, I have a 12-year-old, and after he was born, he started having some health problems and just started with digestive things, and that kind of escalated. And, you know, we really weren't getting a lot of answers, and I was starting to get stressed out as a new mom and just not having the understanding and the support of in the way that I do now. And so it started this whole cascade of kind of, it started with him, and then he got diagnosed with autism, and then I really started to decline. So I took his diagnosis as my life's mission to reverse, and I poured everything into him and forgot completely about taking care of myself. Started down this road of alternative health. And so we were seeing a naturopath and changing his diet and giving him all these new supplements and, you know, spending a gazillion dollars and trying to help him. And in the process, I got sick. And even though I was changing my diet along with him and I was taking supplements and things, my health started to decline pretty rapidly. And what started out as anxiety and then kind of turned into panic attacks, then turned into chronic fatigue, then turned into adrenal stuff and food intolerances, and finally kind of wound up at the with the diagnosis of Hashimoto's. And this was all while we were eating really healthy and we were seeing really great practitioners and we were doing everything quote unquote right. And I was so frustrated because I felt like I was doing everything right. And I was so frustrated and nobody could really tell me what else we could, you know, everybody's like, I don't know, like there's nothing left to do. And I remember hearing about kind of some of the mind body stuff and energy healing, but it sounded really out there to me. I wasn't ready for it. And, but then you hit rock bottom and then you're open for anything. And so, you know, looking back, it was so hard to go through that period of my life, but it is what cracked me open to who I am now. And, you know, we finally really hit rock bottom. And when I say rock bottom, I mean, I had gotten to this point where I had been stressing for so many years about our food and gluten and toxins and EMFs and all the stuff that was out to get us, that and again, we were sicker than we were before. And I finally got to this point where I said, you know what, never mind. Like, this is not working. It's stressing us out. We are way worse off than we were before. And I just was, it was the stress. I was so stressed out all the time. And I kind of gave up, and we were still eating healthy-ish, but I just kind of let things slide for a bit. And then right at that time where I kind of quote unquote let go, a friend of mine from college called me up and she said, hey, I'm getting certified in the emotion code, which is a form of energy healing. And she said, can I work on you guys? I know you're open to alternative health, and I need to work on some people, you know, some volunteers for certification. And I said, sure, whatever, you know, I don't care. Again, we'd kind of given up. Like, I was just like, right. I don't care, you know, like whatever. Not going to do anything. Nothing else has, so have at it. And famous last words, very quickly, are my symptoms and my son's symptoms started to unravel. And at that point, that's when I realized, holy crap, this is all emotional.
Yeah.
This is all energy. This is all just stress and emotion. It's anxiety. It's all of, like, it's overwhelm. It's frustration. That was the problem. It wasn't the food and it wasn't the toxins. It was the energy and it was the emotion. And so, you know, I started feeling better. So like my ears perked up and I'm like, what? Like this stuff, all this woo woo stuff that I was kind of opposed to is actually helping. And the rest is history as far as, you know, we started to really just unwind all of these symptoms. And I started learning about the emotion code and energy healing and EFT. And I started implementing these things and training myself and learning. And I just totally dived in and head first and really healed everything. And now I practice EFT and the emotion code with clients on a one-on-one basis. And I have an online course and things where I just kind of share it in different ways, but it's just so incredible to be on the other side of this health journey. And so I would say 95% of my clients come to me and they're in the same boat that I was in 10 years ago, where they're trying everything and they're doing everything right. And they're so stressed out and their health is declining and they can't figure it out. And I'm like, it's your emotions. It's all this junk you're carrying around. And a lot of times it's the actual act of being in that cycle of trying to fix yourself is where you get stuck. Like that's actually the problem, is that you're trying to fix something that isn't broken. And that's creating all this built up stress and anxiety that is creating the symptoms. And if we can just get back to this place of wholeness that is innate within all of us and clear out some of the emotional junk, that's when the body goes into a state of healing. It gets stuck in that state of stress and decline when we're in this constant state of trying to fix ourselves because something's wrong.
Yeah. And you bring up a really great point, because when we talk about holistic healing, we're not talking about just food. Mm-hmm. Right? We're not talking about just looking at the physical body. We need to look at all aspects of self, right? On the mental plane, the emotional plane, the physical plane, the spiritual plane. All of these things are at play and intertwined and interconnected. And it's really, you know, some of those haven't been as focused upon or looked at or seemed, you know, like even a valid place to look for a long time. And really there's a huge, you know, that's the whole intention really of this show, is to talk about some of the areas that haven't been talked about as much, and to really, you know, share all these different things. And so some of the things you mentioned, I want you to dive deeper into. So emotion code and EFT, for those that have never heard those words, maybe you can take them one by one and just kind of talk a little bit about the specifics of them.
Absolutely. You know, and just one quick thing too, as far as the food, like, you know, I'll tell my story and people are like, oh, so do you like eat Ben and Jerry's every day? And I'm like, right. No, I don't. That's not what I mean either. But it's different. It's not, food is a supportive agent. It's not what's healing me, but it's supporting me, but it's not healing me. I heal me. The food supports that healing, and I don't stress about it. I'm able to eat intuitively, and I'm not stressed that if it's my birthday and I want to have a piece of cake, like I'm going to have a piece of cake and I'm going to enjoy it. And that's going to create the right environment in my body to digest that properly. So just a quick thing about food. I don't eat McDonald's all day. That is not going to create health for me either. But I think it's that switch where most everything is, people are getting into alternative health, everything's about food.
Yes.
And so then they think, okay, it's food. That's it. That's the one thing. Food is my medicine. And they sit around and they drink their juice and they're waiting for this healing to happen. And when it doesn't happen, that's where I'm saying, explore the emotions, explore these other things that you can be doing to support healing. And that's where the emotion code and EFT come in. So the emotion code is the form of energy healing that I practice. That's what I do for my clients. And then I teach them EFT to do for themselves. So they come to me where emotion code works really well on the deeper subconscious stuff that maybe we can't put our finger on. So maybe stuff that happened when you were two or things you're not remembering. EFT is really great for day-to-day stress. So in the moment, here I am, I'm driving on the highway and I'm feeling anxiety, or, you know, my kid is running around screaming and I'm starting to get overwhelmed, like those in the moment things. And then emotion code is really good for like the stuff that happened a year ago or 2 years ago or 30 years ago. So emotion code works on really specifically clearing trapped emotions, and that trapped emotions are the trapped energy of these stressful negative experiences that we've had. So and this is, again, that's really what started unraveling all of my stuff. It was all this old stored emotions that I had in my body that were affecting me on that cellular level. And I didn't have a traumatic childhood. I had a good marriage. I still have a good marriage. There wasn't anything specific. You know, people hear that and they think, oh, well, that's really good for, you know, like war veterans or, you know, like people that have been through really traumatic things. And it's, I hadn't been through traumatic, you know, quote unquote traumatic experiences either, but this can be just day-to-day stress as well. This doesn't mean that you had to, you know, have some big thing, horrible thing happen to you. It's just all the natural human experience stuff that we all experience and we carry around with us. It's our emotional baggage. We've all got it. There's nothing wrong with it. We don't have to judge it. But if it's getting in the way of your health and well-being, then it's time to be addressed. And that's what emotion code does really, really well. Does that all make sense about what the emotion code is?
Yeah, exactly. And so EFT, right, is a powerful, it's also called tapping, right? Can you explain a little bit behind like the principles of tapping? Because I think when people first learn a little bit about that, it can seem, if we're not open to energy healing and things like that, like, really, I'm going to tap on these different parts of my body and this is going to somehow make a difference. Like, yeah. I don't understand that. Right. And okay. So, and yet it's really, really powerful. So can you explain kind of, you know, the way it works in the body?
Yeah. So EFT is the tool that I teach my clients to use on their daily, on a daily basis to help process their emotions in that moment so that they don't become trapped emotions that we would have to clear later. So EFT basically combines ancient Chinese medicine with modern psychology. And so the Chinese medicine aspect of it is what you're doing is you're tapping on specific meridian points on the body. So we've got a few on the face, under the arm, on top of the head, on the collarbone. There's a few different points that we tap on. Well, so we're activating these meridian lines in the body. So just like acupuncture or acupressure, that's the same concept as we're tapping on these points instead of putting a needle in it. So you're tapping on points while you are validating what you're feeling and intentionally releasing it. And that's the modern psychology aspect, is the validation, the acknowledgement and validation of what we're feeling, and then we're releasing it. We're holding this intention that we're releasing this emotion, this trauma, this stress, the depression, the whatever it is that we're feeling. So you're combining these two things. So what you do is, there's lots of different scripts online, and I actually have several scripts on YouTube and on my blog where you can get on and follow along, and you can tap. I have a tapping video for depression, and one for anxiety, and one for a panic attack, and one for kids that kids can do if they're feeling anxiety. So it's really short and it's really easy to follow. So you can get online and follow somebody and tap along with them. But if you're going to do it yourself, you would just go through these tapping points, which obviously we can't really show you via podcast, but we can get online, and there's so many good resources. You tap on the points while you acknowledge what you're feeling. So I'm just going to come up with a scenario. Okay. So I've got three kids, so it's really... I have opportunities to feel overwhelmed a few times.
I love that. That is such a great way to say it. I have opportunities to feel overwhelmed. I don't know if probably every single person who's listening to this feels like, yes, I have opportunities for that as well.
I have opportunities to try to feel patient, but usually I feel overwhelmed at least 100 times a day. So, it's, you're trying to get the kids out the door. It's time to go to school and it's early and you've got to make lunches and you've got to make breakfast and everybody's got, you know, is dressed and the dog just tracked mud in the house and, you know, whatever,
like a typical morning,
All right. So let's all put ourselves in that very typical, morning routine, which is oh so fun. And so pretend I was feeling, you know, starting to get overwhelmed, and then that overwhelm turned to frustration, maybe getting snarky with the kids. And like, you can sense that in your body where the anxiety is going, it turns into overwhelm, it goes into frustration. And then you start kind of, you know, you're getting a little bit angry. Okay. So you're in that moment. So what you would do is you would stop what you're doing and just take a breath for a minute and start tapping on these points while you say out loud. You basically narrate what's going on. Say, okay, so right now I'm feeling frustrated. There's so much frustration in my body. I feel rushed. And just keep going. Just keep talking about how you feel. And so this is where the modern psychology part comes in, is you are really, you know, you're like, you would go to a therapy session and you would sit and talk about how you're feeling, and that therapist would speak it back to you and validate it. You're doing this for yourself in the moment. So you're just saying, I feel so overwhelmed. I feel so much stress in my body. I can feel pressure in my head. I feel, you know, my palms are sweaty. And so just start narrating everything you're feeling, every sensation that's coming up. And then as you do that, you're going to start to notice a shift. And as soon as you start to notice a shift, where rather than you still feel charged and like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed, all of a sudden it's going to be neutral. And you're going to be like, oh, I'm overwhelmed, instead of, oh, I'm overwhelmed, you know? And so you're going to notice this shift in your body and in the way that you're feeling. And that's when you know, okay, I've come to neutral and now I can release. So then when you get to that neutral point and it doesn't feel like such a big deal anymore, that's when you can start saying, okay, now I'm going to release this feeling of overwhelm. I'm letting this go. And again, just kind of start narrating what you want. Maybe you could say a few affirmations in there, you know, that, about the kind of day that you want to have instead, and say, you know, I feel really pulled together and calm and grounded with my children, and I feel in my body, and I notice all these little, these beautiful things in my day, and I feel so much gratitude, and start shifting it into what you want. And so this can take 30 seconds. This can take 3 minutes. It all just kind of depends on what's happening in your life, but it's such a great tool to use in the moment. Hopefully that was clear and not too,
that's perfect. Because once you, you guys go to Megan's like YouTube page or her website and see the videos, you will totally understand how this works. And as you were saying this, I was just thinking to myself, see, the fascinating part with emotions is like, we want to act like we're not having them, right? Like we want to say to ourselves, like, even though, you know, anyone looking at you physically can tell you're about ready, your head's about ready to start spinning. Like, so if someone says to you in those moments, like, hey mom, are you okay? Or, you know, something like that, you're like, I'm fine, right? I'm fine. I'm dealing with this. And it's this ability that we have to try and shut down what's really going on for us. Mm-hmm. And what this is so cool that it does is have you just be in it. Right? Just be in it and just be honest about it and talk through it, which then starts to dissipate that energy of emotion, which then starts, it's like when we try to cut it off, act like it's not there, you know, put a lid on it, all that does is just have it simmer and grow under the surface. And so if we can just acknowledge and be present to what's going on. And the second you start saying that, like when you were saying, you know, I'm feeling frustrated and like not feeling in your body. It's like the second you start talking about it, you start becoming present to, oh my gosh, this is what's going on in my body. Mm-hmm. Right. And this is how I'm feeling. And ooh, I don't like that feeling. And most of the time we're trying to just bypass that and roll over the top of it and act like it's not there. And then we end up storing that blocked emotion in the body. And so this is why this tool I think is so wonderful, is it's actually in the moment you're tapping it out, but you're also learning to just even be present, right? Yeah. To have that tool to be present to what's really going on, because so often we become so disconnected from our body in those moments.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, and sometimes just a quick tip for people, when you are, you know, when you start to say, I feel really overwhelmed, that might bring up some stuff. Like it might feel worse before it feels better.
Yeah.
But that's so much better than suppressing it. So usually kind of how it goes is mom's feeling overwhelmed, you know, the whole morning scenario. You know, you snap at the kids, but you just keep going. You just put your head down. You keep going through the motions. You get them out the door. And then some other little thing happens. And another little thing happens during the day. And then you just check Facebook because you just need to forget about it. And then something else little happens. And then you eat junk for lunch because you just want something. You want to feel rewarded for making it through the morning. And then another little thing happens. And then the kids come home and it's homework craziness. And then at the end of the day, you're shopping online and you're eating a pint of Ben and Jerry's because you don't want to deal with all the stuff that you've been feeling since breakfast. Whereas if we can just take that moment in the morning or whenever, again, this is all a hypothetical day for somebody. I mean, my life's certainly never like that.
Hey, and your life's never like this, is it?
And that's the thing, is like, we can be real about this. Like, it's okay that we all feel this way some of the time. But it's like, if we go back to that moment in the morning and we tap, and maybe for 30 seconds, it feels worse because we're actually finally present with it and we're not just trying to distract ourselves away from it. But then as soon as we're present with it, that's when it releases. As soon as we finally get in our body and see it and feel it and acknowledge it and it goes away, then all the, like, it just, it cascades into this wonderful day rather than the opposite, where it's one more thing. And it's building and building and building, and it explodes into online shopping and an ice cream binge.
Yeah. It's like a downward spiral, right? We can either go from an upward spiral or a downward spiral. And the thing I want to say too, for those listening that don't have children, because we're using a lot of examples around that, I mean, this is the boss you don't like at work. This is the coworker you have problems with, you know, where you're kind of swallowing how you feel about the situation. This is in personal relationships, you know, I mean, be it love or be it friendship. I mean, the same type of things go on in people's day, no matter what their day is, right? Mm-hmm. And we roll over the top of those emotions, which then are driving us unconsciously, because we don't realize this, you know, sometimes people say, oh gosh, I thought I was going to have one cookie and I had 15 and I almost woke up and I was like at the bottom of the box, mm-hmm. right? It's like, we go unconscious, or like you were saying, we go onto Facebook. It's like, I'm done with my day. I'm going to check out and like, you know, spend some time on my Facebook feed because I just can't cope with mm-hmm. all this stuff under the surface. And so it's really just being aware of like why we are going to these things, right? Like yeah. when we are checking out, when we are wanting to check out, because there's just stuff underneath the surface. And for some people, it's hard to locate exactly what it is. But that's what's so beautiful about tapping, is if you can actually say in the moment, this is what's going on for me, you're 100% right. It just starts to dissipate from there. It's the easiest, we think it's the hardest, but it's the easiest way out of just allowing that emotional energy to leave our body.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it really comes back to being present. If that's with our negative emotions or with our positive ones, you know, like there are times in our life where things are actually really good and we don't see it because we're lost in some train of thought and we don't realize how incredible things actually are in front of us. And yes. we're thinking about something else, or we're worried about something that happened, or worried about something that's coming up, or wishing things were different, or, oh, if I could just lose those 5 pounds, or if, you know, I could make more money, or if whatever, you know, all the stuff that we all end up thinking about a lot of times. So it's being present with that negative stuff so that it actually heals, but it's also being present with the positive stuff so that we can actually heal. Because when we're in that place of like being present and we're grounded in our body and we are aware and awake to how flipping amazing our life actually is, that's when all the good stuff starts happening in our bodies and we can heal and we can just, because a lot of times we're just living in the past. And so our bodies are doing the same thing and our bodies are stuck in these old patterns because we're not present to what's actually happening in front of us. And most of the time, it's actually really great stuff that's happening in front of us and we just don't see it.
It's so true. My husband and I were just talking about that the other night. And I was like, because, you know, we have a pretty great relationship and stuff. And I said, we don't really sit there and think about it a lot. Like, I don't sit there and go, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not thinking about it all the time because it's just something we have. And you know what I mean? And it's there and it's great. And I said, but, you know, and then sometimes we have conversations about things that we feel like we want to improve on or, you know, are lacking in our life. And I'm like, it's so interesting because there are people out there that are probably going, gosh, I just really want a great relationship. Like, that's my thing, that I want a great relationship. And I said, and we kind of have one and we tend to not think about it as much, right? Like, we're not yeah. sitting there every night going, wow, like, this is so amazing. And yet, why are we always thinking about things that are not working or that we don't want in life? Like, the human brain goes there rather than what we do want in life and what is working and what is, you know, affirming that. And so he and I actually recently, it's funny we're talking about this, decided to be in a daily practice of that, of affirming all the things that do go well and all the things that are so positive. Because there's, like you said, there's so many.
So many. And we just, I think it's human nature for our brains to find a problem, because that's yes. what they do, is they yes. is they find a problem to fix. And that's okay. We don't want to, you know, like, that's what our brains are supposed to do.
Right.
But it's when we believe all the problems that it's coming up with, that's when we run into the problem, is we start believing our brain when it says, well, this isn't right and that's not right and this needs to change and that needs to get fixed. And it actually doesn't, you know, it's just your brain trying to do its job, which is creating and fixing problems. But when we believe every thought that comes into our mind, that's when we can get tripped up. And that's when we start to lose that ability to be present. And we get sucked into that vortex of like, oh my gosh, everything sucks. And I wish everything was different. And so it's saying, oh, hey, brain, like, I see what you're doing. Like, go do your thing. I'm going to be here and I'm going to be present. And I'm going to just, you know, move this thought pattern into something a little bit more positive. And, you know, and so staying neutral with our thoughts and, you know, not giving our thoughts so much heaviness, like so, but just constantly coming back into our heart center. And that's where it's like head and heart, head is doing a good job and it's doing what it's supposed to do. And that's what makes us human, but making decisions from the heart and not the head, and leading with the heart so that you really can see how amazing things are. And that, 'cause that gratitude and that well-being and the joy, the compassion, it's all there. We can access it at any moment in our lives, any moment. And all we have to do is just get out of our head. And, you know, again, clearing some of this emotional stuff with either emotion code or EFT or any other energy healing modality really helps to move some of that junk out of the way so that we can actually get to that place where we can be present. And then once we clear that stuff out, then it's so much easier to just get into our heart and live from that place instead.
Yeah. And it's one of those, you bring up a good point, because when we've got a lot of old stuff that we don't want to look at and old emotion, then we're not going to feel really safe in our heart space. We're going to go to the head, right? Mm-hmm. Then a lot of people, you know, really rely, we're kind of living a world right now that really relies on the brain. It really praises the brain. It gets, you know, excited about our intelligence and what can be created from that, from our brain intelligence and not our, you know, greater intelligence in the heart space. And so it's very easy to be socialized into that. And then the more, you know, stuff that we go through in our life, which might not be what we consider textbook trauma, but can very much be traumatic, right? The smallest events can be very traumatic, especially to children. Yeah. And really, you know, as we are alive, we are accumulating these different events. If we're not able to know how to move through them emotionally, then we're literally storing them, you know? So over time, we're becoming a storage vessel for emotion, which our body is not built to do. We're not meant to do that, right? It's a socialization that we're going through. And so a lot of people don't feel safe in their heart space, right? And it feels like a scary place. And it feels like, you know, I don't want to look, it's like Pandora's box, right? I don't want to look in there. And truly, it's really fascinating, because the truth is that we can move emotion so quickly, right? We can move emotion, you know, you cannot cry your eyes out for 9 days straight. Like, you'll have to take a break, you know, you'll have to, you just don't have it in you. And yet we will hold emotion in our body for 10 years, being afraid of allowing it to come out, like feeling like it's going to take over our whole world. We're not going to be able to, you know, do our jobs or go about our day. And that's really just not even true.
Yeah. We think it's going to kill us. Like, we think that emotion, and I think that's a big thing too. And I know we've talked about this before, and I tell my clients this, but this little metaphor is usually so helpful for people. 'Cause I think when we feel emotion, if it's anxiety or overwhelm or depression or whatever, there is this part of our brain that thinks, this is it. I'm going to feel this way forever. I'm never going to be myself again. And we get so lost in it. And so that's why we resist it so much, because we're afraid it's never going to go away. So the metaphor that I use about emotions is, imagine that you are, you know, standing down on the earth, and there's the sun up above you, and the sun is constant in the sky. And that is your innate well-being. That is that part of you that is whole, that is your soul, that is your heart, that is whatever you want to call it, but that is your innate well-being. Our emotions and even our thoughts are like clouds in the sky. And so we can be down on the ground, and there's our well-being up there in the sky is the constant. And then we have one day where, you know, the sun is out, there's no clouds in the sky, we're feeling good, we're on top of the world, you know, we've got like a little spring in our step. And then maybe the next day there's a storm and it's all cloudy and we can't see that sun. But it's still there. And that's what I like to remind people, is these emotions are like clouds and they're just passing in the sky. And the more that we can stay on that ground and stay neutral and say, oh yeah, the sun is still there, even though I can't see it today or I can't feel it today, that well-being is still there. I just need to let these clouds move and not attach to them. Because sometimes we do have clouds come in and we say, oh my gosh, like, look at this. This is never going to go. You know, this is who I am. We start attaching to it. We give it all this meaning. Why am I feeling this way? Oh my gosh, it was my childhood. Like, why is this cloud here? Is it something I ate? Is it something, you know, like, we just go into these spirals of like trying to figure out why there's a cloud in the sky or why this emotion is coming up for us. When if we just stay, if we just keep going on with our life and doing our thing down on earth, like that cloud is going to pass by and the sun will come out again. And it's really that simple. And so it's really about staying neutral, using these tools that we have at our disposal to help move those clouds out of the way. But at the same time, like the clouds are going to move either way. And so we just stay down there and knowing the sun is behind that cloud. And it really helps just knowing that those emotions that we're feeling is not who we are.
Yeah.
Really help transform a person's life very quickly.
Yeah, I love that analogy. It's a great way to picture it. This is so much great information, and I will have all of the links. I'm going to link your YouTube page and your website and things like that to the show notes, but why don't you just share about where people can find you the easiest?
Yeah, my website is harmony-restored. That's kind of the hub, so you can find all the links to everything there, but Facebook, Harmony Restored, Instagram, Harmony Restored, Pinterest, Harmony Restored. That is kind of where I'm at. But and you can find all those social media links on my blog. But I have lots of free resources on my blog. People can tap along with me in videos. I have lots of different articles on there and all sorts of fun stuff. Yeah.
Very cool. Yes, you guys want to check that out and start tapping. It's really, really powerful. Once you get into it, it's just a great tool and you don't need anything to do it. You can do it, you know, wherever you are out and about. You just need your fingers to tap and be able to, you know, say these words and be honest about your feelings and stuff. So super cool. So to close out this interview, I always ask four questions at the end. And it's based on a process that I take people through called the Anatomy of Transformation. And there are four pillars in it. The first pillar is truth, because I really believe that when we get to the truth, that is powerful and it heals us. And the truth will really set you free. So what is a powerful truth that you learned about yourself through your journey?
The truth that I learned in my journey is that the magic pill that I was looking for was not outside of me, that it was within me, and that I am the magic pill, and that I thought for so many years that I was broken and that there was something wrong with me and I needed to fix myself. And that was the opposite of the truth. And the truth is really that there is nothing wrong with me or anyone else. There is nothing to fix. And wellness is a gift that we all have, and we just have to tap into it, and that nothing outside of us can do that for us. It's all an inside job.
I love that. Yes, we need to tap into that. I like that.
Exactly.
That was a good use of words. The second pillar of the process is called release. And really what powerfully happens when people see these truths, like that was a huge truth that you saw in your life. There's a shift that happens, and there's always things that need to be released. So it can be belief systems, mindsets, you know, limiting beliefs. It can even be people or experiences, things that need to change now that you've seen this truth. So what needed to be released for you?
When I came to the truth and realized that there was nothing wrong with me, the thing that I needed to release was basically all of the structures and routines and habits that I had in place in my life that supported the belief that there was something wrong with me. So meaning I needed to put all the diet books away. This is my, you know, this might not apply to somebody else, but for me, this is what I needed to do. I needed to put all the diet books away. I needed to stop searching for an answer. I needed to stop stressing. And, you know, I started acting and breathing and thinking and talking and eating like somebody who has nothing wrong with them. And I totally shifted my life pretty much overnight when I had that realization that there wasn't actually anything wrong with me. And the thing that was stressing me out was trying to fix something that wasn't broken. And so I released books, I released supplements that weren't doing anything, I released social media accounts I was following, like all anything that supported the idea that there was something wrong with me, I let go of.
I love that. And what opens up after release, it's like you kind of go into this gap of like freeing up this space to experience life in a new way, right? If we're not living out of that old construct, then a lot of new stuff becomes available to us. And so the third pillar is experience. So how were you starting to live life differently or see life differently once you released that?
Well, I started doing things that I hadn't let myself do for a really long time. I became really, in my health journey, I became really isolated because I wasn't going out to parties because I couldn't eat any of the food, and I wasn't going to restaurants because I couldn't eat any of the food. And, you know, I really started to, I built this shell around myself. And so the shift in experience that I had was I started doing other things. I started living my life in a different way. I closed the diet book and I got up and I played with my kids and I went to restaurants with friends and I started hiking and I started just doing different things, things that I hadn't let myself do because I thought there was something wrong with me and I needed to fix that first. And once that was done, then I could do the fun stuff. And I just started letting myself do the fun stuff first.
I love that. That's so great. And the fourth pillar is align, right? So once we start experiencing all these new things and a new way of living or going back to something that feels joyful and wonderful, there is a line I like to think of like the glue that holds us, right, in this new way of beingness. So this can be aligning with spirit. It can be aligning with new people. It can be aligning, you know, with new clients. It can be aligning to the way that you have now chosen to live powerfully. So what was it that you aligned yourself with?
I aligned myself with a lot of new things. New people, new experiences for sure. And basically I think for me, the alignment was more like tapping in and being in that place where anytime anything came into my experience that was not in line with what I really knew was truth, then I was able to just filter it out right away. And like, so I had like, it's like my internal guidance system was like checked on finally once I tuned into that truth. So then anytime anything came up, like where, you know, a couple of years ago, I would have like, if I woke up with a headache, I would have spent my whole day like researching and like buying $100 worth of books on Amazon about whatever the newest diet is, or, you know, like I would be like freaking out trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And now like, I don't do that anymore. And so it's like, I'm just aligning with positivity. I'm aligning with other people and experiences that support that truth for me. And so I'm able to just filter out and not do these other things that I used to do. Like I think differently, I feel differently. And so I'm just aligning with a very different experience than I was before. I was supporting this idea that there was something wrong with me before in how I ate, how I spoke about myself, the people I was surrounding myself with, the books, the material, you know, I'm a researcher. Like I have a library of health books and it was like, I was obsessed with trying to fix myself. And now I don't buy books like I used to. Like I read for pleasure now, you know? So it's totally shifting these things I used to do into totally new experiences, new people. Everything is different because I have just shifted into a different truth for me. And so it's just aligning with everything new, everything.
And your higher self, I would say, really listening to that and the higher frequency energy, right? Yeah. Things like joy and excitement and love and really experiencing that and bringing that into your life, which is the coolest ever.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for everything you shared. And I just really encourage people to jump into those tapping videos and start, just start trying it. That you can't get it wrong. It's just something to kind of play with and try and follow along and really powerful work. So thank you so much, Megan, for being here and for sharing the work that you do. It's really powerful.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about taking some serious action. Our take action item this week, while you're enjoying the holidays and the end of 2017, is to take a few moments to envision what you want to be doing next year at this time. What will you have created over the year ahead? What are you doing for the holidays? Do you have a different job? Is there a new relationship? How is your health? Does your bank account look any different? How do you feel in your life? What miracles have happened from you taking action each week? Go into detail and put yourself firmly in the vision of your future self as if you're watching a movie starring you. Allow yourself to envision what you see, smell, taste, hear, and feel, and be really specific. Do this daily if possible for 5 to 10 minutes a day. Just let your mind wander as if you're watching a movie about your future life. This will literally start manifesting these things in your reality. So you can start experiencing, right, the future you're living into right now. It's so cool. So I'm wishing you so much holiday cheer and all this wonderful envisioning in the months ahead and the weeks ahead. And I'll be back with you to kick off 2018 the right way. I'm off for now to enjoy the end of the year. And as always, I'm sending you tons of positive vibes for the few weeks ahead and lots of love.